Austin is going to be 8 in October and going into the second grade in T. And when he was turning 3 years old, he contracted a rare form of bacterial meningitis, which basically ate away at his limbs. And so he had to have all 4 of his limbs amputated.
To save his life?
To save his life. And then even then, they weren't sure if they were going to be able to save his life. But yeah, so he had all 4 limbs amputated, and he's just an amazing child. He does everything all other kids try to do, or doesn't think of himself as not having limbs. He just tells his mom he has little arms and little legs.
What's Austin's last name?
Schubert. Okay. Austin Schubert Coffee. Right. Austin lives in T with his mom, Heather, and his big brother, Chance. And yeah, goes to school in T. He'll be going into second grade here.
Now, the effort is a home for Austin.
Right. So Austin's mom, she's a single mom, works real hard. She lives in a townhouse that doesn't have handicap accessibility. So there's stairs. He can't get his electric wheelchair in the house, that sort of thing. So the effort is to build a house where Austin can grow up to his full potential. So there's special things being built in, like a chairlift that will take him to the basement, which has his therapy room, door actuators, which open and close the doors. In his shower, we work with Cromer Plumbing. They have measured him, and all of the faucets and the shower heads will be at a level that he can operate on his own. We've changed positions of the sink and the faucet handles so he can use the part of his arm that is remaining to turn things on and off. Buttons on the front of the appliances, you know, so he can work them as he gets older. To be self-sufficient.
So the house is being built.
The house is being built. The main floor of the house is actually done. It is on blocks in the Lenox High School. And the high school students from T and Lenox in the industrial arts class, they built it. And we had different members of the community who've donated labor and materials. They've gone in and kind of helped the students, along with the teacher, Paul Cruz and Tom Nelson from T. And in a couple weeks, it's going to get moved onto a foundation that's being built in T. So, like, the week of the 21st, we anticipate moving the house.
Yeah, what is it? What's the name of this next fundraiser?
It's called the Metal Run. And metal, it's that stuff you got inside of you. It is the courage to face challenging situations in a resilient way, and Austin definitely has metal. So the Metal Run is going to be 3 parts. It's a half marathon that starts in Lenox, which is where the house was built. So kind of taking the route the house will move from Lenox to T.
Okay.
So the half marathon starts in Lenox. There's a 5K in T, and then a 1 mile fun walk run at the city park. There's also a pancake feed that we're going to do, and that's going to be at the St. Nicholas Church. And Valley Exchange Bank and Exchange Insurance Agency, they decided to give us $5,000, and they said, you know what, go match it. And so that's kind of part of this metal run, is a metal corporate metal challenge.
Very good.
So we're getting all the businesses to help out.
And how do I get on board? How do I get involved?
How do you get involved? Well, you can go to www.ahomeforaustin.org, and you can look at the different pieces of the run. If you want to volunteer, we need different volunteers for traffic control and pancake feed and those kinds of things. You could also email us at info@ahomeforaustin.org and contact us that way.
And when is the Metal Run?
The Metal Run is July 26th. It's a Saturday. And the half marathon starts at 7:30, and pancake feed starts at 8.
Okay, and where is it at again? Where are we going to be?
There's 2 locations. The half marathon, you'll start in Lenox, and the rest of it is going to be in T. So the half marathon will finish in T, and everyone will end up there.